Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry. Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue, and we're together, so it must be time to thrive.
Welcome to the show. Sue and I are certified coaches, entrepreneurs, and moms just like you, building thriving lives for ourselves and our families. And we are experts in thriving work-life balance.
Great to be with you again, Mary.
You too, Sue.
We love our listeners. We keep hearing from you. We're going to do a little shout-out to Jody and to Christy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your comments and many others of you. So each week we'll do a little bit of a shout-out to different people who are writing in. We also heard from a gentleman, Mike. So the guys are listening, too.
Yeah, they're waiting for the thriving dads.
That's what I got that yesterday from a gentleman I was meeting with. He said, where's that Thriving Dad's book?
Mm-hmm.
So we better get right on that.
I know it.
So it's great to be together and to be also with those that are out there listening.
We're going to continue a great conversation we had from last week about structure. And Sue, you had something, I know you mentioned at the end of the last call that you were going to try to implement some more structure, and it sounds like you've been doing that and some things have been working for you.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned last that structure has not always been my strong suit. I'm great at being very, very flexible, not impulsive, but very flexible. And what I'm finding is that adding that structure in really creates more freedom. And I've been doing some things, and would like to just share a few of them. You know, we only have time for like a few tips, and I've been sharing a lot with my clients, and they've been getting great value. But one of the things that I have started, or not started, I used to do it, and then kind of, you know, one of those things that was good for you, but you then forget about?
I do.
You know, you go on vacation, or you get sick. In my case, I got sick, or you just don't realize how important it is. And that was my morning routine.
Uh-huh.
I find that if I, and I always still do this part, but the things I do, so I'll just share a little bit my routine. And I'm not suggesting my routine. What I'm suggesting, the first tip is have a morning ritual or routine that is for yourself.
Mm.
And really nourishes your emotions and nourishes you physically and nourishes you mentally.
Yeah.
So, and I know that Tony Robbins years ago talked about the power hour in the morning. And so it's similar to that. And I think I originally started it years and years ago based on some of his information. And then I just created it for myself. So for listeners out there, if you start the morning and you're really slow to get started, and you putter around and aren't as productive as you want to be, or not as connected with your family or yourself, I would highly recommend that you start and do a morning ritual, usually at least an hour. Some people take up to 2 hours. That is all about nourishing you mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Mm.
And so I'll share what I do and then how I've noticed where I can go off track, because I think that's always important to know kind of where the obstacles come along.
Right.
And then what I've done to help that. Does that
Great.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So my morning routine is I get up at 4 a.m., so gasp for many people, but that's okay. I get up at 4, the latest 4:30, but generally it's 4, and I can wake up before my alarm now. And I sit there and I set my intentions for the day, and that is really before I even get out of bed. And how I want to feel throughout the day. So I almost envision myself at the end of the day, okay, pretending it's almost the end of the day, and how did my day go? and I flow through what I know are the activities that I have of the day and how I really want to experience them.
Hmm.
And that really sets me up, because of course I'm not experiencing them stressed, and I never say I want to be spaced out, or I don't want to be experience frustration, or I'm not yelling at my kids, or I'm not stuck in a writing project. Of course not. None of those are my intentions. My intentions are that I'm productive, that I have great deep connections with my husband and with my kids, with my business partner, that I flow through my day feeling good and feeling productive, that I really bring great value to all my clients and anyone that I interact with. Those are my general intentions that I set.
I have a question for you about that, Sue, and I know you said you're not recommending your routine for other people, but what is it that about that that really helps you?
Yes, and I do recommend, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. I recommend, and I have all of my clients set intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And intentions are like that roadmap. You know, it's really that what works so well is it allows me to experience that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It allows me to just have a review of the day. It lets me set the course mm-hmm. for the day. If I get out of bed without doing it, it feels funny.
Yeah.
Even might get back into bed and do it, or do it as I'm brushing my teeth in the morning. Really do that first off, because then later in the day, if I start going off course, almost like a pilot, you know, sets the course. If I start veering off course and I start feeling a little frustrated, I can say to myself, you know, my intention for today was feeling really confident and
mm-hmm.
feeling really productive. And so in that moment, we've talked about being more present, in that moment, I can say, so what can make me feel more productive? What can make me feel better about whatever the moment is that I'm feeling frustrated?
Uh-huh. What can get you back on course?
Exactly. It's those little adjustments. I always call them my mini intentions, too. So as I go throughout the day, I set a mini intention before each call, before each interaction, as to how I want to experience that interaction.
And are you doing this kind of silently to yourself, or are you writing things down? How do you do that?
I personally do it silently,
mm-hmm.
Or speaking out loud to myself. Mm-hmm. But I know some people will write out their intentions. I personally just do it out loud. I am adding one piece that I am starting to add in the morning, and this is I have to get it into a habit, and I know it takes close to 30 days to get it as a habit. I am adding journaling in the morning before I get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so a little gratitude and then also what I want to bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I'm adding that. That's a piece in progress.
Yeah.
And then I do a little bit of morning routine, and then I come downstairs, I take a supplement, and then I go into my hot tub. And even with the snow this week, I shoveled out my deck because my hot tub is outside, and I go into the hot tub, and I do and this is where I'm adding back in, I play a meditative tape. I've always continued to go into my hot tub in the morning, and sometimes I'll reaffirm my intentions there, I'll meditate, it just really is some self-care and grounding, and sets me up high energy, really amps up my energy.
Mm.
Or my work, and that has been, I notice a big, big, big difference on the days that I do not do that.
Yeah.
Versus the days that I do.
Great.
So that's a must, and that's one of the things I'm noticing around these rituals and routines. Wait, that structure piece that's really, really important is the consistency.
Yep.
And I know that, you know, everyone says it takes, you know, 30 days to make a habit, and there's a real reason for that. For the first 10 days, you almost, I had somebody recently explain it as a shuttle going off. They have so many boosters to overcome the inertia.
Yes.
You need that extra enthusiasm, energy, really, you know, discipline and willpower to overcome all of the objections. So, I could sleep a little bit later. Oh, it's too cold outside. Oh, I don't really need to do that. you know, all those things, that excuses, reasons, you know, why we tell ourselves that we can't do something. And the first 10 days are the hardest. And then the second 10 days, we still have some excuses, but it's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And that last 10 days, it's just part of what you do.
Yeah.
So I invite anybody for whatever routine they start doing, and I'm adding small pieces at a time. So I had a core that I would follow, and I'm adding the journaling.
Yeah.
Now, after my time in the hot tub, I'm starting to do a walking meditation, and I just purchased a CD this past weekend because I wanted, one of my intentions right now is to add more walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so next week, I'm adding that to my routine or my ritual.
Nice. Let's take a quick break, Sue, and come back and maybe talk about how somebody can start up a routine.
Yeah, and also, you know, how do you get back on track when you've noticed some obstacles along the way?
Great.
That'd be great.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, listen up. It's time for your favorite part of the show. The Thriving Mothers present the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. Today's Thriving Tip is a quote about uniqueness and greatness by the amazing choreographer and dancer, Martha Graham. There's a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. Now back to our show.
It's Mary and Sue. We're back with you, and we're talking about having a morning routine.
Yes. And I would say that one of the greatest things of having this routine, and the reason to have this, and you know, Tony Robbins talked about the power hour, that other people talk about it as your high-energy time, is mm-hmm. that you're coming off of this time really mentally being focused for the day, physically feeling engaged, emotionally being fed, and so it will really lead you right into being productive.
You know, it goes right back into what we always talk about, Sue, which is being in choice, making a choice, you know, and not just sort of leaving it up to randomness, which side of the bed you get out of in the morning, but really making a choice each morning, you know, to have that intention for the day.
Yes, and the consistency and the structure.
Mm-hmm.
I know so many people are doing so many things, and you know, we talk about, you know, stop spinning plates and having so much on their plate. And part of the reason they're not getting done is they're not entering their day focused
mm-hmm.
and productive and feeling fed.
Yeah.
In all ways, and feeding your brain, and having this consistency and this routine that does that, you know, launches you into a much more productive. And you know, I've changed how, and you've recently changed our work, and we're not going to talk about that today. However, that's a great tool to structure your day in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things I've noticed around how to be consistent. And it all goes back to planning. We never plan to fail. We fail to plan. And what I have found is when I've gone astray on certain parts of my routine, it's because I haven't done something the night before.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, the journal needs to be right by my bedside with the pen.
Yep.
It just needs to be there, and part of getting used to the routine is I do my intentions, I lean over, it's there, and I can start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can take it downstairs with me and start writing. I'm still working out what works best for me and waking up that early. Mm-hmm. The other thing is with the supplement. I keep forgetting it because I don't have out a glass to on the counter here to remind me to take that, because mm-hmm. it's not something I'm used to yet. Mm. So I bypass my refrigerator. But if the glass is there, then I remember it.
Uh-huh.
If I've straightened up the night before, then I don't come down to anything in my way of getting me into the hot tub right away.
Right.
If my radio or my boombox with the CD that I'm going to listen to is right there by the door with batteries in it, so I don't have to plug it in. I do have a plug out there. However, it's just easier for me not to have to fumble around in the dark, because it is dark that time of day, and plug it in.
Yep.
So the batteries are in. I can just start playing it, listening to it, and it doesn't have to be cranked up because it's across the way to where the plug is.
You know, that reminds me, too, of when we're practicing, especially when we're starting to practice mm-hmm. extreme self-care,
yes.
that it's nice to be nice to ourselves. Like putting the pen out and the journal out next to your bed, it's like a really kind thing to do. It's like, honey, I'm going to help you remember this. You know, you're being nice to yourself.
Yes.
And there's some element of that self-care that preparing the night before really addresses.
And I think that's a great point. And I think also preparing the night before also just gets you psyched up. You're already, before you're even going to bed, you know, that power hour is so beneficial
mm-hmm.
that you're just again, extending it. And you're setting yourself up to say, this is what I'm going to do. I know so many people who, you know, set the sometimes resolution more than intention, so I'm going to use that word resolution to start maybe more exercise. And then they get up in the morning and they can't find their sneakers, or they're not quite sure where they put their gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And so they go, I'm just going to go back to bed.
Yeah.
Because they really didn't set the intention. Getting planned the night before is really like doubling up on that intention.
Mm-hmm.
To say, this is really important for me to be consistent in this. And I think that we're, so many women and men out there and families are feeling this so much change and uncertainty
and fear
and flux. And so isn't it great to have one area that you can be in charge of, like you said, choice,
mm-hmm.
and do consistently?
Right.
And so, and I find that if I, that structure, that consistency, I know this is what I'm going to do. I know I'm taking care of myself. I'm focusing on me first in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It then carries through to the other areas. So if I'm focused in this area, I can create a plan for this and a structure.
Yep.
Then when I work with my kids, the morning flows much easier.
Yep.
Because I can be consistent. Heck, if I can plan for that, maybe I can plan for this. And then when I go to my work, I'm much more on target because the morning flowed. I don't have this extra energy drain of, you know, regrets of how things started. And I'm not starting out sluggish or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really carries over to all areas of your life.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to make the point, too, that this can start really small.
That's exactly, yes.
You know, that people don't have to come at it with a whole, if, you know, if you've been not doing nothing in the morning, you don't have to do 16 things.
If
start with one. Yeah.
Right. Start with one. So here's, yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say, Mary, is so, and one of the things that once you start to commit is do it fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you're listening to this today, hang up, you know, when we're done, hang up and go, okay, what's one thing I can do to support myself tomorrow morning, first thing?
And then prepare for it tonight.
Exactly. And do it tomorrow.
Yep.
And then the next day. And then the next day. And even on the weekends. So people go, do you really get up at 4 a.m. on the weekends? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's a quiet time for me. For those listeners out there who've been with us for a while, you know I have 3 young children. So
that's the only time you get.
It's the only time, and sometimes I don't even get all of it. So sometimes I have to shorten the routine because I have a little one that comes and interrupts, although I'm getting better at redirecting her because I'm a much better mommy.
Mm.
If I, you know, that oxygen mask, you know,
yep.
Put your oxygen on first. I'm a much better mommy when I've had that time to focus and get myself centered and energized and ready, and, you know, she can go back to sleep, or she can, you know, go in bed with my husband or whatever. I don't have to, you know, give up that time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mental shift, too.
Yeah. I imagine, too, that comes after you've been doing the routine for a while, you know?
Yeah, what I would invite people to do is start off with that mental shift.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start off with it going, this is so important to the rest of the way I function the rest of the day,
mm-hmm.
then you almost own that.
Yeah.
You're right. In those first 10 or 15 days, it's a great excuse. Oh, my kids need me. Oh, my husband needs me. Oh, my partner needs me. Whatever, you know, the excuse might be, mm-hmm. until you've really solidified it. So I would invite people to really keep this morning routine consistent and sacred.
It's great. It makes me think, too, of, you know, when we're feeling overwhelmed or out of control, looking for one or two places where we can control it, not control it in terms of, like, you know, struggle it, you know, like wrestle it to the ground kind of control, but where can we create that sense of empowerment in our lives? And this is one of those places, creating a morning routine,
yeah,
that you do consistently, that really feeds you and makes a difference in your day, even when you're experiencing it the very first week that you try it.
Yeah. And one thing just to add,
yeah.
Mary, is that choice is, so say you have a change in routine, and so you need to leave the house a little bit earlier, or your life gets changed around. You can still do your morning routine, just shorten it.
Yeah.
Keep every piece of it. Once you get to multiple pieces, keep every piece so that that's that consistency and structure. But you have freedom. You know, again, the oxymoron for me, you know, the structure brings freedom. Oh, it's an interesting concept that I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
You just shorten it. So
yeah.
Instead of me doing a full 30-minute meditative, maybe I just do, you know, the first 10 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of walking for 30 minutes, maybe I walk for 10.
Mm-hmm.
However, I fed each part of, you know, my being, even if it's shortened.
Yep. Great point. Well, this has been wonderful, Sue. I love our conversations that we're having about structure setting us free.
And yeah, it's amazing, you know, that that consistency and the structure, how much more freedom and time I have then to spend on much more fun activities, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm much more productive in my work, so then I get to play more in other areas.
Mm-hmm. That's always good. And we'd love to hear from listeners about how your structure is, how your mornings are going, how this can apply for you, or any questions you might have about that. We'd love to hear from you.
We will do a shout-out to you.
Yeah, we will.
Like you do. Absolutely. We love hearing from you.
And let's talk a little bit about our media package, too, Sue.
Yeah.
We have a series called Thriving Women in Action. And we love to interview and highlight women who have their own businesses. And send us an email if you want to find out more about our Thriving Women in Action series and how you can be a part of that. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, at thrive4success.com.
And we're really looking for, and we spoke to two women this week that were very excited about it, women that are successful and either growing their businesses or have successful businesses and want to let other people know about it. And so we have created a way for you to do that, and we would love to highlight you and really help you market your business. And it's a really great return on your investment.
And I think huge value for other women just to hear your story and to hear each other's stories.
Absolutely.
So it's been wonderful to be with you, Sue.
You too, Mary. Have a great week. See you next time.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive, at thrive4success.com. Call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505, mailbox number 1877 pound. That's 214-615-6505, mailbox 1877 pound. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.